Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
She did it. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. ESPN2, you can listen to us on your smart speaker. Just say play ESPN Radio, or presented by Progressive Insurance. You can be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. Boy, we got some stuff to talk about today. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Key, Jay, good morning.
What's happening?
What it do? I was inspired last night. Damn.
Listen, it's crazy inspired. When you think about, like, Kobe dropping 60 on his last night, or Serena. What can get lost in history is she wasn't supposed to win. Like, the fact that the crowd's for and all this, but you're playing the number two ranked player on the planet Earth. You know, you got, like, given her age, given the career, given the fact that she's hinting it very strongly at retirement, all that stuff, you're not supposed to win. And years from now, it'll look like it was inevitable that she would have won that match, right? But no, that's what makes the special ones different. Not supposed to win, and she does. She wins.
Key, yeah, I get it, Max. And you're facing the number two tennis player in the world. But a lot of times, the seedings and things of that nature, the number two seed, so the seedings could – you know, screw your mind up if you think that that person is truly the number two individual in the world. You know, they get their rankings based on the tournaments that they play in, how many things of that nature. And having known her, I wasn't, to be honest with you, I really wasn't worried about her going into this match feeling like she wasn't going to walk away with a W, just because she's the type of person that if you think this is the number two person in the world, and I'm washed and I'm older now, I'm gonna lay in the weeds, and then I'm gonna come out and have a vicious attack on you. And that's exactly what she did.
Hey, Jay, tennis is a big deal to you, right? Mm-hmm. And were you surprised that she was able? Like, what did you think when you were watching this?
So last night I saw the best player in the world. I saw the best player in the world, and I saw a woman who's about to turn 41 years old going against a 26-year-old. And, you know, Kontaveit, who is, you know, ranked number two in the world. And, look, the second set I got a little bit worried, but the third set she put it away. And the fact that she's able to move around like this, guys, here's the thing that is mind-boggling about this. That was her sixth match of the year. Not sixth tournament of the year.
Match.
Sixth match of the year. And she's had 2 weeks of constant practice. She hasn't been practicing constantly. So for her to take that amount of time off from the game to come back, sixth match of the year, beat the number two player in the world. Now, Swiatek is the number one player in the world. We'll see how that matches up down the line. She still has five more matches to win a U.S. Open. But to me, I not only saw the best player in the world last night, but I'm going to say this, guys. After watching my wife have two kids, we're having our third at the beginning of October. That's the greatest athlete I've ever seen in the history of sports. I've never.
Right.
How do you do that?
Yeah, right.
How do you have 41 years old?
No, years
41,
from now.
How, like, do you do that?
In my mind's eye, I think we're going to be telling our grandkids and stuff. Man, I once saw Serena Williams win Wimbledon holding a baby in one hand and a tennis rack in the other. It just feels like that. Like she's doing things that you're not supposed to be able to do.
Max, she won the Australian Open. Pregnant.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm
saying. Like,
yeah.
It was like 18 weeks. Like, what the hell is going on? And I know guys out there will get it like, oh, I'm just trying. Wait until you have somebody
in your
that
life,
you have
yeah.
a child with, and you watch the process of how their body changes. And by the way, I mean, she has a great documentary. It came out. You get a chance to see the difficulty that she went through with her pregnancy.
Wow.
And how that panned out, which was, she almost lost her life.
That's
so
weird.
To come back after that, and to be in this position,
it's nuts.
And by the way, it's like the great advertisement of the century. And I don't know who used it. Maybe Nike will. That line she said last night, like, "Oh, were you surprised at yourself?" And she's like, "No, I'm just Serena." I mean, that's
you
like
hear
that's
it?
A movie.
Here it is with
movie.
Mary Jo Fernandez. Listen to it. Here it is. And now.
You know, honestly, it's, you know, after I lost the second set, I thought, oh, my goodness, I got to give my best effort because this could be it. And so really, I just wanted to just keep trying and see what I could do and just do my best. And I was just really excited, to be honest.
Well, that wasn't the sound you're talking about, but yeah.
Look, Key, I mean, my dad played tennis. That was my first sport I played growing up every single day. You would have swore that my dad was like, you know, King Richard, right? You know, Serena and Venus's father, the way he played and loved it. It's just to do what she's doing right now is unprecedented. And Key, you know how you always talk about things looking right? She looked last night like the game was still coming around to being her best. But even at that stage, it looked like the best player in the world.
Well, wow. in the final set, I could tell it slowed down for her, and it sped up for her opponent. You could just see the first two sets. You know, the first one was okay. Then the second set got a little lopsided. But by the time she got to the final set, it had completely slowed down. She knew though that the crowd would be behind her. It would be a packed house. She's very aware of all of those sort of things. What celebrities, what people are in the building to see. They're in the building to see her. People tuned in to ESPN to see her. They didn't tune in to ESPN to see anybody else. And so she's very aware of those sort of things. And I'm sure she didn't want to go out there and, you know, exit out in disappointment, especially since everybody thought that it was the number two seed. Oh, my God, this is the last time we'll get a chance to see Serena Williams in the U.S. Open.
And by the way, you know, like everyone talks about Serena. Venus has won seven majors, Grand Slam tournaments, seven of them. So they're playing doubles tonight at 7 p.m. on ESPN. By the way, the show keeps going.
That's kind of the thing that I hate, too, though, is that they're going to play doubles. And then she has to turn around tomorrow.
Oh, but Key.
I'll do it.
I love that for her, though, Key, because it gives her more reps. And she always talks about it.
I understand.
It's more reps.
Hold on, wait. I have a question. I got to get this one off. Jay, you just said she looked like she's still coming around. Like, it could get better. But she looked last night, beating the number two seed, like the best player in the world. Are we sure that the U.S. Open will be her last major tournament?
No, I don't think she's going to retire. I mean, she's already been vague about it. If you're about to turn 41 years old and you beat the number two ranked player in the world at 26 years old and your game is still coming into form, Key, you're going to say, why should I stop? I'm still playing at such a high level. I don't know if I see her stopping. I don't think so, Key.
This is probably her last tournament. Ends at the U.S. Open. The season's over, and so, yeah, I think this is it. I do.
Why? She has not definitively said that it is, though. No, if I had to guess, Key, I think you're probably right. But she hasn't just closed the door.
That's true. She hasn't. But they're not going as a family, though. They're not going to – this is like the victory tour, right? This is the final hurrah. They're not going to allow everybody to do the things that they do to celebrate her, for her to dupe everybody and go, oh, well, I'm still going to play. That's not the way they were raised.
Well, we'll have much more of this, by the way, not just today, but in the coming days as Serena does her thing. Baker Mayfield clears the air, guys.
Does he?
Well,
does he clear the air?
He denies making the remark about the Cleveland Browns.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
So I don't want to talk about the Yankees today because they Ohtani beat them on a three-run shot last night. So let's talk about something else.
I know Key's Dodgers have a good lead, and that's fine. We got a good win last night for the Mets.
Yeah.
I mean, bottom of the seventh, Justin Turner takes that 100-mile-an-hour pitch, knocks it all the way back. And Key, Brandon Nimmo had a good little catch there. We cemented it. Jacob DeGrom looked good last night on the mound. I'm just saying, like, these are
the Mets.
You guys got a good lead, but these are fine tune-up games, and I kind of like the position that the Mets are in right now. I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got a good squad. I wouldn't count them out, but they – come on, Jay, man. We on the road. We chilling.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't come out, y'all. Y'all the cream of the crop.
Y'all stole a little victory. That's all good. The Mets deserve it.
You know what about the Mets, though? The real thing with them, if DeGrom is healthy, because of DeGrom and Scherzer at the top of the rotation, they have a chance to win the World Series. They have the best 1-2 punch in the game.
Why Timmy Trumpet? What's with this horn and Timmy Trumpet playing in it? What makes him want to do that when he plays against us?
Well, he does it every time he comes in. I mean, make a case Edwin Diaz, best closer in baseball. I know Max.
Yeah. He is. Yeah. He's having the best.
Are you cementing that?
Well, he's having
the best year.
Yankees closer got hurt. So he's right at this moment.
So
Edwin Diaz
by default. That's why you're giving to Edwin Diaz by default.
He had a
That's the way you phrased it.
Edwin Diaz is striking out two guys an inning.
Yeah, it's legit. Yeah. But Key, it has to be the best intro in sports right now. I mean, it's not against the Dodgers. I mean, it's every time he comes in, it's incredible.
No, I know that.
But you want to hear?
But he didn't have to do it against us. That's all I'm saying.
Do we have the sound? Do we have the sound? Do we have his music? We should really start the show with this
one.
That'll wake you up.
I mean, look.
Yeah.
And by the way.
That's get up music, though.
Harry Douglas, if you're out there, we got a 3-game lead on your Braves. I just want you to know that, Harry. That's all. All the trash talking that happens.
It's not a whole lot.
Mariano Rivera had the better song, though.
What?
I said Mariano Rivera had the better song.
Yeah. Enter
right?
Sandman.
No shot. Right? That's way more fire than Mariano Rivera.
Is it way more fire than Mariano Rivera? No. Enter Sandman. Enter Sandman was more about intimidation. It's like, it's over. Sandman. Come on, man. You heard that Rivera was coming in. It was over.
That's tough. Yeah, that's tough.
It was over.
That's tough.
Yeah. Then Billy Wagner. Remember the Billy Wagner? This is before you were watching a lot of baseball.
Ken Jensen had a good one, but he didn't last long.
So Billy Wagner was a left-hander, threw 100 miles an hour, great closer. Mets got him from the Phillies. I think they signed him as a free agent. And he tried to use that song. Boy, New York wasn't happy about that one.
No.
Baker Mayfield. Well, can you say he clears the air? Well, he denied remarks that he made about the Cleveland Browns.
Here's what I'm confused about it. We're hearing the sound now. Like, all right, is that not the way you phrased it, or did you not say it? Because you're telling me both in your answer.
We were talking about this before the show. Who said it's like Chappelle's show when
Rick James?
Yeah, when Rick James was like, oh, how does it look? I put my feet on someone's couch. Yeah, I put my feet on his couch. Like, it's in the next sentence.
It's cool that he said it, but he didn't realize it was going to get back, though, right? He wasn't really thinking in the moment. He was fired up in the moment, I'm sure.
You think he doesn't know he said it? Okay, this is what Baker Mayfield said.
No, he knows he said it, Max, no question about it. But he didn't want to get caught in this fire. He said it. You say it, and then a reporter reports it to somebody. And it becomes bigger, and you didn't realize that you was going to get dragged into it. And at the moment, you just didn't.
Did you ever say something, and someone asked you, but what I'm asking is, and you didn't even realize you said it, And you're like, I never said that. And then you actually had said it?
No.
No, not that.
No, not that. But Keith, sure
the worst part is, and we'll listen to the sound, but like you almost want Baker Mayfield to come out and be like, yeah, I said it. Blank Cleveland. I don't
yeah,
like
but he,
you, Cleveland.
He's not ready for that in his career yet. He can't. He doesn't have the luxury to go back to Cleveland and fail.
But it looks
right?
worse, though, Keith. Listen to what he said. Okay, you tell me if this looks worse.
Well, first, I didn't say it. Obviously, I mean, everybody's going to write whatever story they want. There's history that I played there the last 4 years. I'm an extremely competitive person. Everybody knows that. I wasn't wanting to win, and there would be a really big issue of me being the quarterback here. So I want to win in everything I do. That'll never change. Now, that is not how I phrased it. That's not even what I said, so that's, I'll just leave it at that.
How did you phrase it, if you don't mind?
I didn't even say anything.
Did you not talk to her at all? Or?
No, I talked to her. I mean, I think she addressed it. She said it. Obviously, you guys can go back and look at what she said. But all I did was agree. And I hope we win.
So that contradicted, Key, what Bill's sideline reporter Cynthia Freeland shared on Monday night's Around the NFL podcast. When she talked to Baker after the Panthers' 21-0 win, Baker repeated her words when she playfully told them to blank them up. So he, like, you know, echoed it. Freeland told ESPN.com. And here's the quote. It was very innocuous on his part. The tone was gracious and happy and excited.
Yeah, I mean, he's just talking. That's what I'm saying. Like, even right there at his press conference, or not his press conference, but standing there talking to the media, they're asking you a million different questions. You're walking very diligently and careful that you don't step in a mine. You just want to, you know, be nice and easy
with
it.
You're playing nice with them. They say something, you repeat it just to play along, and then all of a sudden everyone's like, it came from you.
And it probably did come from him.
No, but I'm saying if she said it, according to her, she's like, look, she said this, and then he echoed it back to her. So the scene that you're setting, Key, you're just trying to make nice, get through. If a reporter asks you something and it's in fun and games and you repeat it back to them, yeah, you said it, but.
Yeah, you didn't come out openly, individually, in an isolated thing and say, yeah, I said that.
The inception of it wasn't you.
Yeah, but you just can't say anything at all. You can't say anything at all. Yes. But this is where I kind of feel bad for Baker. This is why I'm starting to root for him, Key. Because, you know, this first game with Cleveland, everybody's trying to trap him. Everybody's going to try to make this the biggest story there is. So any kind of breadcrumbs he gives you, like even him just repeating somebody, you know, the headline doesn't say he repeats the reporter saying that. It's just like, oh, Baker Mayfield says blank Cleveland.
Well,
that's what the headline is.
It happens. Imagine if you played for the New York Jets and you were traded to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and you played them five games into the season and both teams were undefeated and it was a whole thing. And so I experienced that where at a press conference they were asking me questions and different stuff. And then they compared – one of the reporters asked me about comparing myself to Wayne Corbett and what they were able to do and this, that, and the other. And I said to them, I said, if I did that, it would be like comparing a flashlight to a star. A star going to keep shining. The flashlight, eventually, the battery's going to run out. And Jay, New York, hey, man, the New York media, they went crazy. And Al Groh, the head coach at the time, bought all these flashlights. So they wind up beating us.
Oh, they beat y'all.
Yeah, they wind up beating us at the end in the game. It was like the last play of the game or something like that. They wind up beating us. And it became this story throughout the course of it was like the Green Lantern and the flashlights. And it was New York, they had built it up throughout the course of the season. And so they were like, oh, how you feel about losing and this, that, and the other end of the game and your team and they got and you didn't play well? And I said, well, I can guarantee you right now I'll be in the playoffs and their ass will be at home. And it became, a deal. And that's what happens when you face one of your former teams.
And like Baker Mayfield, you were the number one overall pick. right? I mean, the stories are bigger for that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And Baker also, like, think back to college, the Ohio State game, where what happened? What did Ohio State do to Oklahoma the year before?
They clowned them.
They sang their alma
mater. They did it at OU. In the middle of the field at the end of the game, you know, they bring the whole team together and they do their Ohio State thingy.
So Baker plants the
fight
flag
song
the next
or
year.
Something like that.
Yeah, he's
even
like,
the Texas Tech game, right?
He planted. Yeah. No, he planted the flag at Ohio State.
Right, Ohio State, middle of the field.
But he really didn't plant the flag because you can't plant a flag in turf. So I don't know if he realized he was playing on turf.
But Baker seems to me to be the kind of guy, and he needs this, right? When you're undersized, when you're not that fast, when you have he has a good arm, but it's not the biggest arm. He's accurate enough, it's not the most accurate. When you don't have any one quality that jumps out and you're his size, to be successful, you need some kind of intangible, right? And it does seem to me he's the kind of guy who gets juiced for these moments, for these kind of games.
He is, and he's willing to accept the backlash when it doesn't work out. He's willing to accept that because he's had to fight his way through the entire time, whether it was the walk-on story at Texas Tech, it did Cliff Kingsbury making a decision that he's not good enough or whatever the case is. He moves to Oklahoma, he walks on there, he goes in, he gets the job, he wins it. He then becomes this larger-than-life guy at Oklahoma. Then he tries to run from the police, can't get away too far. Then all of a sudden, that becomes a meme and a joke, but he doesn't take it too serious. And then all of a sudden, he goes and he leads his team and then to big bowl games and a national championship hunt, gets drafted as the number one overall guy, and has the entire city of Cleveland on his back that they expected for him to finally lift him. He lifts him to a playoff victory, but then it goes back into – is he good enough again? So he's always fought through these things. That's what you mean, Max.
Yeah. Yeah. He has that. He's plucky, as they used to say in the old days.
Plucky.
Now that he has Devontae Adams in Las Vegas.
Oh.
Could Derek Carr really throw for 5,000 yards this season?
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Who's real? Who's
We're
not?
We're just a little bit tougher than most shows because we say real or not real. All right, Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app.
Not a little bit
app.
Tougher. We are tougher.
A lot tougher.
And better.
Better. funny.
Way better.
I'm barking like handsomer. These dogs.
Yeah, I'm not even talking about our looks. I'm just talking about our content.
I know. I'm talking about out, looks, baby. Though. We are here. We are on ESPN.
But see, every now and then, you know, Max, you ain't got to talk about your looks when you look good.
Okay, I know.
Yeah, I'm trying to teach you that.
Well, Key,
I'm looking at. Key, I'm looking at TV.
Typically, when people talk about their looks, how did it look?
I know, but here we are on TV. Can't you see? All right, listen,
Max. It sounds like he's saying you might want to go under the knife for that face.
Real or not real? No, I look good now, boys.
Hi, I'm Max Kellerman. I'm covering boxing here at ESPN.
Never that. You think I ever?
Lip injections are in now.
Not
Key.
Only have I never got work done, I don't dye my hair. I have no work done. Nothing
Key,
like
some
that.
Some NFL quarterbacks get lip injections now.
I don't understand grown men doing that stuff. No.
Yeah. Everybody teaches his own, man.
No, I want to put it together. No, okay. No. All right. Yeah.
No, I don't want
to. All right. No.
We'll leave that one alone.
No, chill okay. with that. Real or not real time, quarterbacks that can throw for over 5,000 yards, represented by Progressive Insurance. Shannon, take it away.
All right. Here we go. QBs that may throw for 5,000 yards.
Speaking of real or not real.
Why
yes.
keep doing the duck lips like that? Go ahead, Shannon.
He is showing things that are God. Not real.
All right, Key, the first quarterback on the list here is Tom Brady. According to ESPN projections, he's projected to throw for 4,500 yards this season. Real or not real, Tom Brady throwing for over 5,000 yards.
17-game season against the teams that he's playing against in the division. Those secondaries outside of New Orleans Saints, not so good. He's done it twice in his career, in 2011 with the New England Patriots, and in 2021 with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He'll do it again. 5,000, it's real.
Yeah, I'm going easy, man. I mean, this is Tom Brady. Look at the consistency here. I don't even need to – Key, answer that question for me. Next. Go ahead,
I agree because, by the way, 5,000 yards used to mean like 320-something yards a game on average because there was a 16-game schedule. With 17 games, you're under 300 yards a game. He can do that, yeah.
And by the way, Tom Real. Brady is running that offense now. He's going to be a pass-first quarterback.
He'll be around 5,000. I'll say over.
He's always been.
Yeah.
All right, Real. The next quarterback here on our list, Key, Justin Herbert, threw for over 5,000 yards last season. Can he do it again, throwing 5K for Justin Herbert? Real or not real?
Absolutely. He'll go over 5,000 yards. It's real because, look, their offense is potent. We know what they have. You look at what they want to do with this young quarterback. They want to make sure to put the ball in his hands because he's the franchise quarterback that could potentially lead them to their first Super Bowl victory. Big trees on the outside in Keenan Allen and Williams. We understand what they have in Eckler in the backfield. So I get it. He'll do it. I'm not even worried about it. 5,000.
And also Eckler's ability to catch the ball out of the backfield too, I think, is pivotal for Justin Herbert. Look, Brandon Staley, let's some air it out. They need to. In order for them to make the playoffs this year, especially in the AFC West.
Not only am I saying real, the record, I just looked it up. Peyton Manning, 54-77. I say Justin Herbert sets the yards record this year.
All right, the next quarterback on our list, real or not real quarterbacks that can throw for over 5,000 yards. Key, Matt Stafford, ESPN projections have him throwing for over 4,300 yards this season. Real or not real, Matt Stafford passing for over 5K. What you got?
Not real at all. This isn't Detroit. He's playing for the Los Angeles Rams, and it's not about the statistical side of things for Sean McVay. It's about getting the wins. They won't fall behind too often where they're going to just air it out. In Detroit, he threw for 5,000 yards 100 times because they had to. They don't have to do that in Los Angeles. He will not do it, not real.
I agree with you, Key. Just Sean McVay in that system. And plus getting Cam Akers back this year, I think, is a real threat for them with running the ball. I see him being below 5,000.
Yeah, it's unanimous, not real. It's they win because they're a really well-balanced, excellent team. So you don't need the quarterback to throw for 5,000 yards.
All right, we're playing real or not real quarterbacks that can throw for over 5,000 yards here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. Max, I will start with you with this quarterback here, Patrick Mahomes. He's, according to ESPN's projections, he's projected to throw for over 4,500 yards this season. Real or not real? Patty Mahomes throwing for over 5K. That's right, I called him Patty.
It's real. I think he had by far the worst season of his career last year, and he led the fourth best offense in the game. I think that he is going to – and also he got embarrassed in the AFC Championship game, which they hosted again. And I think Patrick Mahomes may have the best season of his career coming up. I'm going to say real.
Go ahead, Key.
Not real. You take away Tyreek Hill. You take away the vertical passing game, which gets you your big chunk yardage. This is more of a dink and a dunk rally up, try to make them come up and get the tackles, but I'm going to run the football. On top of that, another reason is I believe that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to have such a tremendous year that Patrick Mahomes will miss a lot of late fourth quarters where he has to throw the football.
That's interesting. He could have the best year of his career, wind up with 4,800 yards, something like that, yeah.
Key, I know MVS is different. Marquez Valdes-Scantling is different than Tyreek Hill, but you don't think he has the ability to take the top off a little bit?
No, he can run, but it's not the same. It's not. I know it's different. Same, Jay.
I know it's very different. I'm just saying.
Taking the top off is easy. It's about outrunning angles and stuff to Tyreek Hill. You'll see Tyreek Hill in the playoff game against the Bills. He caught a simple dig route and came out the back end and threw up the deuces.
Yeah, that's the thing. You throw the ball 5 yards.
You can't do that with everybody in the National Football League.
You throw the ball 5 yards and you get credit for 80 yards,
that's
right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yards after catch.
All right, let's move on to Derek Carr, who threw for a career high 4,800.
Wait, Shannon, I don't like you calling him Patty Mahomes. Though.
Look, I was going to double back to that because I checked with James Steele, our resident Kansas City Chiefs a fan here, and he said it's Patrick. So.
Yeah, okay.
So, lo siento.
So we're on the same. Lo siento.
Pat Mahomes was his dad.
All right. Derek Carr, Derek Carr here, threw for career high 4,800 yards last season. What do you think? Real or not real, Derek Carr throwing for over 5,000 yards this season?
Not real. I think when you look at it and you go back to the style of play that the New England Patriots and Josh McDaniels had in New England with Tom Brady, a lot of underneath dink and dunk sort of stuff. Tom Brady didn't start to eclipse that 5,000-yard mark until Randy Moss became a New England Patriot. They don't have a Randy Moss in Oakland. They have Devontae Adams, but it's not a 80-yard bomb situation. So, no, I don't think you get it. Not real.
Yeah, I would agree with you, Keo, on the dink and dunk style. Plus, I see Josh Jacobs in a contract year, man. I think he's going to have a breakout year. I think it's going to give them a multitude of options.
Yeah, not real. Derek Carr will go for in the fours somewhere, low fours.
All righty, moving on. Key, I'll start with you on this one. All righty. Joe Burrow, real or not real, Joe Burrow throwing for over 5,000 yards this season. What do you got, Key?
I think it's not real. I think he gets into a similar situation at Patrick Mahomes where it becomes a heavy Joe Mixon and they take the football out of the hands of the quarterback late in games. He'll have Cincinnati will be in games to the end, but yet and still, once they take the lead, they'll start to run the football. He won't have to throw it, even though they got a plethora of wide receivers. So his numbers will suffer because of that.
I'm going to say not real, but like barely. Like he'll be 48-50, something crazy. Something like just scraping it, but not quite.
I mean, last year was his career high in a short career, but I would agree with you, Max. There still feels something so special about Joe Burrow. And you think, look, the scouting report is
out of – it's the mink coat and the chain.
No doubt.
I know scouting report is out of Jamar Chase.
And the winning.
Key, I wanted to ask you very quickly, though, the difference between your rookie year and your second year for the year that Jamar Chase had, now that the tape is out on you, do you think he'll have as good of a year as he had last year?
You said the difference between my rookie year and my second year?
Yeah. Well, granted, different situations, but
– my suits were better. But he'll certainly have his challenges. As he did last year, he had challenges at times. He disappeared in games. But I think his second year in the offseason, understanding how to be a professional wide receiver, not just utilize his talent that he brought over from LSU, he'll be better. His numbers won't be probably as eye-popping, big splash plays as they were a year ago, but he may do it. I don't know that he will because teams will take him completely away.
Yeah. Didn't they just get O.J. Howard?
Yeah.
I mean, like, yesterday. And he can help your offense without even catching passes. He's just a good offense. Like, he's going to be a positive. He's going to have positive influence on the offense. Anyway, what else we got, Shannon?
Oh, I wanted to say, too, Hall of Famer Anthony Munoz will join the show later today to discuss Joe Burrow and the expectations for the AFC champion Cincinnati Bengals.
Great tease.
You like that, right?
Nice.
Radio 101. All right, Jay, I'm going to start with you on this one. Dakota Prescott, real or not real, Dak throwing for over 5,000 yards this season. What you got, Jay?
I'm going to say not real, even though I hope that Dak would have a breakout year because I personally root for Dak. I mean, but Jerry Jones and everybody has said this about this team. They're going to be a run-first team. I mean, Ezekiel Elliott, Tony Pollard, that Key, we've talked about that stat multiple times. In games that they rush over 100 yards, their record is pretty – you know, incredible. So I think that's going to happen.
I say he does it. He did it in 2019 in 16 games. He certainly does it this time around. There's no Amari Cooper clearly, but CeeDee Lamb and Michael Gallup and company will have to do it because the running game will get off to a great start, but then it'll stall and the ball will go in Dak Prescott's hands. And that's all they know with Kellen Moore is the air it all over the lot. That's how he gets his 5,000 yards in 17 games.
Mm. If the Cowboys are playing from behind a lot, they'll start to air it out. We've seen that before from Dak. I'm still going to say not real. I'm going to take South Dakota, south of the 5,000.
So, Key, if he throws for 5K, lower. South Dakota, geez, man.
South Dakota.
He hits 5K, they're making the playoffs, right?
Well, not necessarily.
No, I'm just.
That might mean that they're not making the playoffs because they're playing from behind so often.
Not necessarily. Yeah, they could be playing from behind. He's pushing the ball down the field. They could be in games late, push it down the field, win those games. I mean, it doesn't mean that they're going to make it to the playoffs, though. Justin Herbert threw for 5,000 yards and they didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert's about to do some things, man.
All right, we got
Max, calm down.
You say Justin Herbert or Joe Burrow, you start getting antsy.
I mean, see it. Justin Herbert might have the best deep ball, one of the best deep balls I've ever seen. This is like a laser-guided missile.
Please don't give him a reason to talk about Justin Herbert.
You see that video the other day? I don't know what that was, where his two friends were throwing the ball down the side of the field, and he throws the ball and hits the ball. Literally, it's just like accuracy, man. It's off the chart.
It's ridiculous, yeah.
All right, last quarterback here is we're looking at real or not real quarterbacks that can throw for 5,000 yards this season. Keyshawn, Aaron Rodgers, what do you think? Can Aaron Rodgers throw for 5,000 yards this season? ESPN Projections has him throwing for over 4,100 yards this season. What do you got, Key?
It's real. He might throw for 6,000 yards. It's real. It's because he's got to carry a lot of it. And that's what they do in Green Bay is they push the ball down the field, they throw it. And I know a lot of people are worried about the receiving core based on Devontae Adams leaving. But so far this preseason, there's been a lot of guys flashing without Aaron Rodgers. So imagine if they had Aaron Rodgers throwing them the football.
I'm going to say not real. I don't know if they'll be in a – maybe if they're in a position for the one seed in the NFC. But otherwise, maybe Jordan Love gets some reps late. I'm going to say not real. I'll say mid-4,000s, not real.
I'm going to say real, just I mean back-to-back MVP, ayahuasca. A lot of things have gone down this offseason. I think he's seeing clearly.
Oh, I wasn't thinking about the ayahuasca. That's
yeah,
true.
The ayahuasca.
Got to give him a couple extra 100 yards for that, easy.
Easily.
You know somebody going to throw for 5,000 yards that you're not even thinking about?
Who's that?
Jameis Winston.
Yeah, he's done it before. Jameis Winston threw 5,000 yards when he lost his job.
Yeah, he's going to throw for 5 G's.
It's a lot of pressure on somebody that's starting to accumulate coming off an ACL, man. It's interesting.
You know, the thing about Jameis, though,
he ain't going nowhere. I'm not saying
he's going anywhere. I'm just saying the expectations of your first year back to win a Super Bowl with a team that's ready to do it now with the pieces that he has.
Win a Super Bowl, host a Super Bowl, whatever.
You can take 10 interceptions away just because of the system he's playing in, the experience, the whole thing, and replay the season he had at last season with Tampa, and I expect him to be better than that, that's 5,000 yards, and you know you cut the interceptions down from 30 to, let's say, high teens. That's pretty good.
You got to slice the interceptions in half. You can't
Let's see. If he threw 18 interceptions and 35 touchdowns with 5,200 yards, that's
still
a
too many.
I mean, yeah, but it's still that's the type of quarterback he is. You want him to cut it in half?
Yeah, he got – well, it is in half. I always discount quarterbacks' interceptions in half because of bad communication, bad routes, off the receiver's hands. And they get accredited toward that. But other than that, I think if you look at it from that standpoint, I don't think he throws 30 interceptions in Tampa. I just don't.
Keyshawn J. Willimax is brought to you by Boost Mobile. A proud sponsor of the 2022 Department of Defense Warrior Games with Boost Mobile. Feel the power of more money in your pocket on one of America's largest 5G networks.
I'm 45 years old, man. There's a lot of going on. So, you know, you just got to try to figure out life the best you can and continuous process.
something is up, right? I mean, like, he didn't look or sound like himself in that news conference.
The reality is that he still got a lot left in the tank, but does he have a lot left in the tank when he doesn't have the protection?
Somebody actually tells me that Tom Brady is dead and shows me the body, I'm not going to believe that he can't do it.
Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider with us now. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Okay, Mike, I see you coming on with the Maybach music.
You like it?
Okay.
Got the pickup truck music, I thought, right? Isn't that what Mike T.
The Maybach truck, you know what I mean?
That's right. Mike T., we're just talking about which quarterbacks might throw for over 5,000 yards. I mean, 17 games, you don't have to average even 300 yards a game. Anybody, the 5,000 was 320-something yards. Now it's under 300 yards a game. Tom Brady led the league in everything last year. Can he throw for over 5,000 this year?
Yeah, absolutely. And I know so much has been made about their line guys, but when you look at it, they got two really good tackles in Worse and Donovan Smith. Shaq Mason's actually a really good right guard, and I think Hainsey will be okay at center. So it's not going to be perfect, but a lot of the teams in the NFC really have questions at offensive line. So if anybody can overcome this, it's Tom Brady, so I'm saying yes.
Mike, yeah. Which quarterback would you say has the most at stake this season?
Gosh, like I would say probably Aaron Rodgers when it's all said and done, Key, because he's there. Davante Adams isn't. He came back. He's, you know, multiple back-to-back MVP. He's still a great player at his age, but he has to show, Key, that he could do without a great receiver in Davante Adams.
Mike, one of the quarterbacks that we didn't really discuss a lot in quarterbacks that can throw for over 5K was Kyler Murray. And a lot of questions around his leadership, his durability. Obviously, he gets a deal, $160 million guarantee, you know, $230.5 million contract. What do you think the expectations are for him this season, especially six games without D-Hop?
Yeah, I think he's going to get better. We got to remember, he's still a young player who's accomplished a lot. You know, he needs to continue to improve. But I think the key is what you said there at the end, Jay, Will, is, you know, D-Hop to me is in that conversation with Davante Adams being the best receiver in the game. And while Hollywood Brown was a smart acquisition, I think they're going to look different until D-Hop gets back, and I think that's going to hurt Murray's production this year.
Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max. Mike, you've been in the front office, you've been a general manager, you've run organizations, and you've been a part of something. When you look at somebody like Bill Belichick that we both know, and you've worked for him and I've worked for him, that some of the drafting responsibilities in the players that have been selected in New England in his tenure didn't all pan out the way that they needed to. And some would blame that the roster in the end of Tom Brady's career was not as good as it was early in his career. Should Coach Belichick relinquish some of his personnel responsibilities moving forward if this season, for some reason, doesn't pan out?
I don't think so, because he's a guy that has really high standards, Key, as you and I both know. But I also think he's a great listener. If you have meaningful input and suggestions, like, you'll earn your right to have a seat at the table. And, look, things have not been perfect there. We all know that. But I'll say this. If Mac Jones continues to play the way that I believe he will, the way he started his career, they'll have the second-best quarterback in the AFC East. You got to give them credit for that. They stayed where they were in the draft. Mac Jones fell to them. And he may be, like, the great eraser, where he could erase a whole bunch of mistakes. And when it's all said and done, I think New England has a real chance of making the playoffs this year.
So, Mike T., I've been kicking this around a lot with you, also on This Just In, 2 p.m. Eastern, ESPN. Fantastic show. look, I know Belichick is the GOAT coach, right? I thought that was, you know, beyond, it was no dispute.
Here we go, Keith.
However, since Brady left, there have been no playoff wins. Only 2 years, but a losing record. Then he made the playoffs with a rookie quarterback. That's good. Other coaches have done that too, but that's good.
Oh, God.
He has not won a playoff game. If he doesn't win a playoff game this year, Mike, then wouldn't that suggest that, as you guys were just talking, maybe he does need to You know, like you can be competent everywhere. If you have Tom Brady, you don't need to be great everywhere, and you get to the playoffs all the time, make a run. But being competent everywhere without a great quarterback, is it enough?
Well, I'd say this. You know, they still have six rings, so something's worked really well there.
Yeah, Brady.
And what I would say to that, though, Matt,
got another
is
ring
like,
since then. Other,
yeah, no, that's fair. That's totally fair. But what I would say is I think this is a team that can still run the ball. They have two really good tight ends. And I think they're going to be better than people think on defense. So, look, they have a lot of holes that have been well documented. But after you get past the big four, and in my opinion, that's Kansas City, Buffalo, Cincinnati, and the Chargers, I think they have a real chance of making the playoffs. And if they do, you know, Coach Belichick deserves credit for putting that team together. So, look, a lot has to play out well for them. But I think they could play winning football that just looks a little bit different than everybody else this year.
That is also fair. Thanks, Mike. We're right back.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.